Dome. I mean, it's just truly unbelievable. It's historic. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it doesn't get old, but I mean, can you put it into words what this, you know, what's going on there in Van Meter?
Yeah, I really can't tonight, and I told the kids that when the season's over, we'll have a chance to reflect on what this means in the history of Iowa football in the state of Iowa. But right now, it just means that it's a part of the process that we want to accomplish our goal, for wanting to accomplish our goal. So we're just trying to refocus and go back to work next week.
Yeah, take us through that game there, Coach. We didn't have a reporter there, so all I'm seeing is a final score. What was going on? How did it play out?
Yeah, Mid Prairie came out on fire, and they had a punt return for a touchdown. We turned it over again. They scored again. We're up 14-0. We ended up scoring. And then they went up 21-7, and then we got another score shortly before halftime, and we're able to go into halftime at 21-14. And I felt really fortunate with the way that the first half had went, that we were just down one score, and we kind of regrouped at halftime, and we were able to come back and put two more scores on them in the second half, and finally get our defense to settle down a little bit and, you know, defend the pass. And they've got a lot of playmakers, and our kids just kept fighting for 48 minutes.
28-21, again, Van Meter victorious over Mid Prairie in a 2A state quarterfinal. We're talking with Eric Trudeau, head coach for the Bulldogs, making their 11th consecutive trip to the Unidome. Coach, obviously early in the year, there were a couple of losses in there, and certainly you were here right where I'm sitting right now, pretty close to where I'm sitting right now in Clarinda, and left with a loss, and you haven't lost since. Obviously, I'm sure the wins and losses, you know, throughout the regular season, I don't know how serious you take those. I'm sure it's all about the process. I know that's the key word, process. But tell me a little bit, when did you start to see, I guess, the remnants of what this team is now? Did you always see it, or was it something that had to happen after that Clarinda loss?
You know, a lot of kids stepped up. We had some injuries at that point. Injuries are never an excuse. You know, other kids need to step up, and we grew up a lot after that Clarinda loss, and I think it taught the kids how much energy and passion they've got to come and play with on a Friday night. We don't get very many of these opportunities, and we've got to embrace every one, and we've got to cherish it. And since that loss, our kids have grown each and every week, and you know, fortunately, we're playing our best football at the end of the season, which is when you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach, is there is there any one thing that, or one or two, three, whatever, I mean, I guess you got all the time in the world here if you want to rattle some things off. When it comes to these 11 teams that have gone as deep as they've gone, and many of them, you know, winning the state championship, what's all consistent in there when it comes to Van Meter football?
Playing hard for 48 minutes. Playing extremely hard and physical, hopefully for 48 minutes, and our kids did that again tonight, and that was a big difference. You know, we didn't get down. There was no, you know, finger pointing or anything like that. We just had to go back to work and play better. You know, I think that's been a consistency over the years, is our kids really embrace playing this game extremely hard and physical, and hopefully we can continue to bring that next week.
Well, I don't know. You've probably seen the other 2A scores tonight, but Wilton upsets PCM, so that allows you to slide up a little bit, I think, and you'll take on Osage 10 o'clock on Saturday in a 2A semifinal. You know, it's obviously very early, but Osage is a name that is also synonymous with success in Iowa high school sports. Any preliminary thoughts on them?
I really don't. I haven't looked at anybody else in the state. I just... you can only focus on what was right in front of us. We knew we had our hands full with a very good Mid Prairie team that was very explosive, and I just feel fortunate to come out with a victory tonight.
Eric Trudeau again, Van Meter head coach. What a night, 28-21. They went at Roland Story last week. They went at Mid Prairie this week. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Congratulations to you and your team. Enjoy it, all right?
Thank you very much.